This is program number LW2643. Well, if you read much, you might have noticed a rather interesting story in Time magazine some time back. Hi, this is Larry West. It's about a man named Leonard Holt. Leonard surprised everybody, having worked for the Pennsylvania paper mill for 19 years as a lab technician, and being somewhat of a civic leader, a Boy Scout leader, a member of the local fire brigade, he was a responsible and respectable member of his community. That's why it was such a surprise, a shock even, when he did what he did. One October morning, just before he went to work, he loaded a .45 automatic and a Smith & Wesson .38, stuffed them into his coat pockets, got into his station wagon, and headed for the mill. He parked his car and quietly walked into the shop, where several of his fellow workers were standing around. He pulled both guns out and started shooting some of the men he had worked with for 15 years or more. He put as many as 2 and 3 bullets in each one of them, filling the room with smoke and dead bodies. When the police arrived, he didn't run. There he stood in the doorway yelling, "Come and get me, I'm not taking any more." Surprised, everyone was bewildered. Why had a man who had been the epitome of respect and responsibility all of a sudden turn like a rabies-infested dog? Well, they did some research and found out that several things had piled up in Leonard's life until he had reached his breaking point. They learned that several of the men Leonard had shot had, over the past several years, been promoted in the company, while Leonard was left in the same position. There had been some in his car pool who had decided to quit riding with Leonard because of his reckless driving. A neighbor had been threatened. Leonard had been growing more and more to the boiling point, and it seemed on this October morning, the lid finally blew off. And no one had even noticed, it seemed, until it was too late. Of course, that's exactly what happened in the life of Lee Harvey Oswald. He was a neglected child, didn't receive any affection, any discipline, any training. In high school, he flunked out, and then finally dropped out. He joined the Marine Corps, thinking that he might find a new acceptance there, but ended up court-martialed and thrown out. His friends laughed at him. His wife laughed at him until he was a man totally beaten. Finally, on November 22, 1963, he had reached his limit. He looked at a man named John Fitzgerald Kennedy, a man who was the epitome of everything he wanted, success, beauty, wealth, family affection, everything he wanted, but didn't have. Resentful, he took his rifle to the third floor of a book storage building in Dallas, Texas, and fired 2 shells into the head of the President of the United States. Resentment. It'll destroy you. It destroyed a king one time. His name was David. You see, he had some family problems. One of his sons raped his own sister one day, and another son, trying to avenge her, killed his brother. It made King David furious at the way his family was acting, and rightly so. But the way the chain of events happened, the nation King David was ruling began to see that the king was becoming a bitter man because of it. He was nurturing grudges and resentments, and it was affecting his whole life, and it ruined him. The people began to follow another man instead of King David. You know, the best thing to do to get away from resentment, and it seems to be something we all live with at one time or another, the best thing to do to get away from it is what the Bible says to do. It says, "Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." That is, I suppose, the best advice on how to get over grudges that I've ever heard. If you go to bed with the teddy bear named Mr. Grudge, he will smother you. He will eat you like cancer, and he will eventually destroy you. You know, nobody ever dreamed that Leonard Holt, that Lee Harvey Oswald, that King David lived with a giant named resentment. And maybe nobody dreams that you do either. Not yet. I'm Larry West of the World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.